God, we believe that in Jesus you have sent us the bread from heaven. Lord, we have many hungers. Some of them are compulsive. They have the better of us. So we ask that you would feed us today in word and sacrament, in the good things of God. In your name, Jesus, amen. Please be seated. This week I was looking for a teaching series in a box. I knew it was in a box somewhere. And I finally found them. I was so thrilled. In fact, I was looking for something else. And I found another CD, and I thought, oh, I haven't listened to that for quite a while. It's on character. I thought, well, let's listen to that. It's by the then president of Mars Hill, a graduate school, and it's in the Puget Sound area. His name's Dr. Dan Allender, and he talks about character and leadership. He was addressing a leadership summit, and that was the context, and so I've been listening to it back and forth. As I looked at the readings for this week, I saw that this very same word was used, sort of this root of the word character. It was in our reading, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, and it's kind of right in the middle, and I think it's probably, the meat in the sandwich. And so my interest was piqued again, and I went back and listened to this address, and I hope that there's benefit for you in it. There has been benefit for me. The word that character is sort of built on, the word character, is a Greek word that's really a mark. It's like a tool to be marked. It's like a signet ring in warm wax. You press it in and the wax is marked. And so the communication or whatever is sealed in that, under that wax, you know who the sender is because it's marked. There are pieces of pottery that are dated because of the mark. So there's a tool that presses in to mark it. And the idea is that we are marked by the Creator. The Creator God has marked all of creation, whether it's a dragonfly or a human or sequoia. There is a revelation of God in the created order. This mark in every human being, whether they believe in the Creator or not, is a reflection of the glory of God. And so the Greek philosophers took this idea and then thought about it and formulated virtues. Virtues that would mark a life that is marked by God. Virtues that would be consistent with such a life reflecting the glory of God. And so you see how someone living these virtues has a reputation, and from that development of thought came this idea of character. Character. And Dr. Allender makes basically three points in relation to this insight that we are marked people. And the intent of God is for young and old to reflect the glory of God. I have to say that's why I love day camp so much. It's hard for me to throw away the crafts. And I love the backside of things, which you can't see, but we can. There are names. There are misspelled names that are crossed out and rewritten. There's artwork on the back as well, and whether it was forward or backward, it's just a decision of the person who put it together. And I think it all speaks of the glory of God. Children in their sort of unguarded moments. It's a great week. I love it. I just love it. We also live as marred people. We're marked. And through the fall, through sin, we're marred. We're marred by sin. And this is Dr. Allender's sort of thesis. It's pretty simple. We're marked people. We're marred by sin. And so the glory of God gets perverted, blunted, or just negated even through this brokenness through sin. And he makes the point that when that is revealed in us, most humans, the human response is twofold. It's to hide and it's to blame. I don't know if that's true for you, but it's true for me. When my sin or my brokenness, my shortcomings are revealed, I feel like Absalom stuck in a tree. Vulnerable. And that's not a really great feeling. Well, it's not a good feeling at all. Especially if there may be injury here. If someone may see my weakness and in some way amplify that or judge me. And so my tendency is to hide. I hide from you. I don't know if you knew that. You probably didn't. I hide certain aspects of my personality, my character from you. Because I don't even think leaders should think those things or say those things or do those things. And so I just have to acknowledge that there is a disjuncture between my functioning as a pastor and priest, and my functioning as a husband and father, and the inner workings of my heart. And integrity, in my understanding, means you bring those two together. And so I have to say that I'm in recovery. I'm working toward that place of greater integrity. I'm marked. Then the good news of the gospel is that we're being remade by the Holy Spirit. God's work in creation is then to redeem creation. And that's a glorious work. And I think that's why God calls us into community, so that we can witness that in each other. One of the things I used to do, but do much less now, I used to speak harshly to myself. I used to call myself awful names when I made a mistake or did something stupid. And I don't do that any longer. And it was a breakthrough for me to be looking at the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5. It's a partial list, but it's a beautiful list. It's love and joy, peace and patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And can't remember the context, but the revelation came that I needed to express the fruit of the Spirit to myself too. And it was so liberating to think that I could be gentle with myself, that I could be kind with myself. And that was the genesis of a change in habit. I'm healthier because of it. There's other areas that are still in process. As one who is marked and one who believes in Jesus Christ. So I'm in touch with the dead bits, the necrotic parts of my life. That's for sure. And my hope then is born in resurrection. In Jesus sending the helper who walks alongside of us to not only help us, but to remake us. And so we see the glory of God in one another through this process of reconciliation and redemption. At least that's, I think, the call in community of the Christian life. So that's kind of the thesis, and I've been thinking about it for these last few days. Paul, in chapter 4, we pick up with this present continuous, he says, of putting away falsehood. We kind of drop into this letter. And it's a present continuous, I think, because we're constantly called to put away falsehood. Falsehood about ourselves, that I think I'm better than I am or more holy or I don't know, whatever. Put away that falsehood. And speak truthfully to yourself here in the context of your neighbor. We are offered falsehoods every second of every day, those counterfeits that are to bring us peace, joy, and life. And we're to put it away. Speaking truthfully to one another, Paul says to speak the truth in love, for we are members of one another. So we're members of this corporate body. And as Anglicans, we say a corporate confession, and I really like that. I think Cranmer, the one who crafted the prayer book, got it right there. Many traditions clearly practice confession, but it's a personal confession. It's a private confession, if you will. But we say it all together. We acknowledge that we have shortcomings. We acknowledge that we are sinners redeemed by God, and we confess it together. And I think that's the power as I enter into that confession. I may be conscious of things that I am confessing, but we do it as a body. We do it together as Anglicans. Dr. Allender speaks about this hiding as one of the natural human responses, and the second is blaming, and they're both from Genesis chapter 3. God looked for Adam and called for him in the cool of the garden. It's a beautiful image. It says, Adam, you know, like, where are you? And God asks Adam, did you eat of the fruit of the tree that I said it was a no-go zone? So fellowship had been broken. Adam was hiding along with Eve, and they came out. And Adam's response was, well, the woman that you made, God, she gave it to me. So he blamed. Who did he blame first? He blamed God. And then the woman for giving it to him. And then I can see him exhaling and going, rolling his eyes and says, yeah, I ate it. So he could own his little piece if he was able to spread it around. Does that sound familiar to you? Does that make it easier? Rather than saying, I messed up, and so I fess up. Because I am a marked person bearing the glory of God, I'm a marred person, and that glory gets subverted, and I am being remade in God's image. And so I have hope. And so, because the worst is known about me, that I am a sinner, well then, why do I need to hide any longer? Why? If we're saved by grace. Sounds silly, doesn't it? And yet, I have to acknowledge that I hide and I blame. So Paul says, speak the truth. Come out of your hiding. And I believe Cranmer has it right again. In the prayer that we prayed together, we call it the Collect for Purity. What is this if it's not a coming out of hiding prayer? Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known. Even the desires that I would not want you to know are in my heart. From you, no secrets are hidden. There are things about me that you don't know. And there are things about you that I don't know. They're secrets. And yet we come before God and together say, from you, no secrets are hidden. And then we say, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts. By the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, do your work in me, God. Renew my heart. Make it soft again. Make it responsive. Clean out all the falsehood, the lies, the lust, the violence, the anger. That I may perfectly love you. That this mark that I have, Lord, could perfectly reflect your glory. Free me up to do that very thing. And worthily magnify your holy name. Magnify, that people would look at my life and see a glorious God, that I would magnify God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then we close that prayer through Christ. Amen. So Christ mediates this life that we are given as a gift, this mark that we are endowed with, imbued with. Christ came and dealt with the marring and then sent God's Holy Spirit to help us to be the agent of our remaking. And so we have hope. The heading in Ephesians that the translators put was living as children of light. And so it's living as this people that are marked. And again, here's a bit of context. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. That's one of Paul's favorite sort of turn of phrases, putting off the old and putting on the new. The old is being corrupted by this falsehood, these deceitful desires, and to be made new in the attitude of your minds, the center place where you live, right? Be recreated there. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit, this mystery, this powerful work grounded in love. And put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. And there it is, to bear the mark. In this case, Paul is highlighting the holiness and righteousness of God. Dr. Allender highlights from Psalm 62, verse 11, it talks about the strength and the tenderness of God. And Paul picks up on these qualities of God as well. So often the strength, this mark of strength in my life as a creature of God gets subverted and bent, and it gets expressed in harshness with my children, with you. And instead of tenderness, I just shut down and get hard and just forge ahead, kind of barge through. And yet, to express strength with tenderness is such a winsome and attractive quality or qualities. One of the things that you may know about me, but I've only been here nearly 3 years, so that you might not yet, you might not have seen me in this context, but I'm someone who loves to keep my options open. And so if I'm planning something with others, they get really frustrated with me very often because they're going, what on earth is going on? And I don't kind of land anything because I want to keep it open. So if you come to me and says, let's plan for next year, I go, what? Why would we do that? Because so many things could change between now and then. And I realize that's flawed. I get that. Because what I've come to realize about myself is that I need the adrenaline of the last minute, of the deadline, to get me clarified and energized. But by that time, you've either left the team or you're waiting going, what on earth, is this thing gonna happen? And then I get this laser beam kind of focus and it's like, let's get her done. And by this time you're saying, what happened to him? Now laser beams are really helpful, right? We use laser beams in a lot of applications, but there's always a warning, do not look directly into this beam. There are dangers, and I realize that I hurt people. I do the very opposite of what I want in equipping the saints for the work of ministry when I just grab the ball and try to get it across the goal line. And if you're in my way, watch out. And I'm trying to change that. I'm not justifying it. It's contrary to my stated way of wanting to be. And so I just state that before you. And so when you say, let's plan for next year, the wise part of me says, great, let's set a date. Because I know there's benefit in that. I know there is. I often overestimate what I can do in the short term, the next 10 minutes, hour, or days, and underestimate what we can do in the long term. And I know that's part of me that is not helpful, that is not part of this mark, and doesn't help the body of Christ. In fact, it becomes a hindrance. And so I want to be open to your saying, hey, let's plan. Let's get together. And then not let me slink away. That we're being together remade and working together. And I might get angry. Say, what do you mean? You're just not a priority. Why haven't I heard from you? Well, because you asked me something for next year. But out of courtesy, I need to get back to you. So that's what I'm working out. Even this week, I'm working this out. Paul in chapter 4 says, you need to put off some stuff, and then you need to put on some stuff. Thieves, stop stealing. rather labor and work honestly so that you could help out in supplying the needs of the needy. And so for me, it's like, Paul, stop procrastinating and get with the team. Get with some people who can hold you to task and create a calendar that's both reasonable, life-giving, and bears fruit. So that's my commitment. I've made that commitment before. So it's the putting off and then the putting on. What is God calling you to put off that is not bearing that mark, that does not communicate that beauty and glory of God, the tenderness of God, the strength of God? Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only that which is useful for building up as there is need. Maybe that's an area. And then here is this verse 30 that got me into this passage and got me thinking about this character and about my own character. Verse 30, Paul says, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, which with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption." And there it is. There's that mark. There's that mark. This mark of God. Whenever there's a baptism, there's a mark on the forehead. I sign you with a cross and I mark you as Christ's own forever. And I believe that mark is indelible on some level, that we are marked. It's a beautiful thing. This seal for the day of your redemption, one day, the redemption is going to be complete. And it says, all creation groans in eager expectation for that day. And I groan too, both inwardly and I groan with you. Put away bitterness and wrath and wrangling and anger and slander together with malice, all that rats and frats, and I get that way when I get pressed. And be kind to one another. Tender-hearted, there it is, this quality. Forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God. The word is to mimic. Dada, mama. And maybe I'll take baby steps in certain areas, and maybe you will in other areas. And you might think that my mama is a bit childish, but maybe that's all the best I can do. Yeah, amen to that. As beloved children, that's the self-understanding, and that's the corporate understanding. And live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. So we are a marked people. We are marked. Yes, we're marred. But there's hope in being remade.